to your Generic Live Show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thank you so much for joining us here on a Wednesday on the Generic Live Show. Welcome into a brand new GLS week. Glad you could be with us. Whether you're listening live on YouTube or at home on your hard drive later on, we do appreciate you consuming the show. We understand that you have a lot of choices for your live show listening, so we do appreciate you joining us. I want to give a quick update before we jump right into today's real tough going here. The Queensland referendum that happened on the 19th of March, we didn't actually tell you how that all panned out. That panned out, as I do up a button here, that panned out exactly what I thought it would. People voted for a fixed four-year term for Queensland government. The government of Queensland, the Queensland Parliament, have four-year fixed terms to align themselves with most of the rest of the nation, to be quite honest. Most of the rest of the nation have fixed four-year terms, so we are going to be following fit. Now, in terms of that, it was close. The last vote I saw, I don't think most of the votes were actually counted on the referendum. But last time I saw it was a 52-48 split, so it was close, but it was in the affirmative. So a lot of people voted yes for it, and a lot of people voted no. There was lots of good reasons to vote either way. So, and I'm not going to say on air who I voted for, first of all, and what my opinions were. That I'm going to leave that off ticket. Either because I only gave away the fact on that show that I could only vote for an independent, so therefore an independent was my only option there, so, oh, shock horror. But anyway, thought I would give that a mention, because I've someone emailed in, and thank you for that. Thank you for keeping me in check. And by the way, if you want to email me, I don't give away out my email address for some weird reason. thechefwonder@gmail.com. Make sure you put generic live show or GLS in the subject outline. The subject line, holy Jiminy Christmas, and they will get on the show that way. We are working on getting a generic live show email, which is, haven't gotten around to it. thechefwonder@gmail.com, GLS, generic live show in the subject line. Now, getting to the meaty goodness of the show, there's really not a lot happening at the moment in terms of news. World news, I mean, we got the attacks in Brussels, which quick update on that in all seriousness. The death toll for that has risen up to 35, according to international media and the Associated Press. They're reporting that the death toll has risen to 35 in terms of that terrorist attack, and there was protest happening on Easter Sunday. There was attacks in Pakistan that happened on Easter Sunday, which I hope everyone had a good Easter, by the way. Weird timing to put a good happy Easter message in there, but I hope everyone is staying safe, and I mean that sincerely as well. When that happened, we do intend to actually update you on American politics. That is for sure in the show, only because, well, we might get to it, because before today happened, I was going to focus more on basically updating people on the Queensland referendum stuff and American politics. And then, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Malcolm Turnbull decides that a new tax plan and a tax referendum would be idealistic if he gets re-elected, a tax referendum would be put in place. Now, I know it's not a referendum as you go to vote per se, but it's more structural and how the backdoor kind of tax, it's more of a backdoor state spending more type of things as well, which we'll get to full analysis of over the 2 hours. Don't worry, full analysis of tact right here on your Generic Live Show. But, and I do apologize, I do have change of seasons, I do have bad allergies and bad hay fever at the moment, so I do apologize if I have to cough. Change of seasons, we're coming into fall, folks. It happens. But basically, what Malcolm Turnbull, and we do have a video of Malcolm Turnbull explaining himself, at least I think I do, to somewhere. This is the proposals that he made. Let's just see what this video, where this video takes us.
The Federation must work.
Okay, here is a 2:23 press conference that Malcolm Turnbull did. Here is cut number one. Malcolm Turnbull proposes radical tax changes.
Better. And right at the heart of the problems in the Federation is the fact that the states do not raise enough of the revenue that they spend. In other words, they're not accountable enough in the way a government should be. This is often described as vertical fiscal imbalance, which is a dreadful bit of jargon, but it basically means the states do not raise enough money. And so they, as we know, every year and often several times a year, they go cap in hand in Canberra to Canberra and complain that the federal government is not giving them enough money. Now, we've got to recognise that that is the core problem. Many people have suggested we should address it. There hasn't been a serious effort to do so for many years, for over 40 years. What we are proposing to the states is that we should work together on this basis, that we, the federal government, will reduce our income tax by an agreed percentage and allow state governments to levy an income tax equal to that amount that we have withdrawn from. So there would be no increase in income tax. From a taxpayer's point of view, he or she would pay the same amount of income tax. But the states would be raising the money themselves. We would obviously administer it and collect it for them. So again, there'd be no compliance costs. But what this will do is give the states access to their own, an additional source of revenue, so that they will have a tax base that includes personal income tax. This obviously would not apply to companies, but personal income tax can be dealt with on a state-by-state basis. At the same time, we would then, with agreement with the states, withdraw from a number of the grants programs we have, so that from the federal budget's point of view, it would be, the outcome would be would net off, so that we would be making fewer grants to the states, but we would be receiving less income tax ourselves. The states would be receiving the income tax to cover those responsibilities. Now, this, we believe, is the only way that we can genuinely reform our federation. It will give the states real financial autonomy.
That was Malcolm Turnbull earlier today explaining how his proposals are to change, reform the Federation, in his own words. Let's break it down. Now, let's put that press conference into simple language. Because that's what I like to do. That means a whole bunch of nothing to me. To a person like me, who goes to work, has hobbies on the side, well, sort of hobbies on the side like this, talking into a microphone for several hours a week, who goes to, has a relatively stable part-time, full-time job. While I say part-time, full-time job, I mean part-time job that yields 5 days a week. So why would the federal government share control of over income tax? Now, the ABC has broken it down into categories for me, so there you go. Now, because the shortfall in the federal funding the states and territories need to fund their health and education systems for the next decade. Joe Hogan's 2014 budget saw $80 billion cut in funding, opening a debate on how to plug the shortfall through measures, including a potential GST hike. So income tax revenue, of course, would be the solution if the GST hike is indeed ruled out of favour. Now, you might know of a system that works sort of similar to this. Have you heard this before? If your answer was the United States, you would be correct. Think of the IRS. Wage earners in all 50 states of the United States changed federal income tax. 43 states also levy income tax. If you're lucky to be in the 7 states that don't, you happen to pay less. Now, if Australian states are given the same powers, Ian Feldermer from the ABC, an analyst, says that it would be a nightmare. All the states would be levering off all sorts of different income taxes, which for the United States and states that do and states that don't, it's a nightmare. And traveling from state to state, you would know that as well. I recently went over to the States, if you are not aware. I went to a state that had different taxes to even those of the neighbouring states as well. The Prime Minister says it's a way to depressing the blame game over which government is responsible for funding services. Would this mean we'll all pay more income tax? The Prime Minister did allude to that it's the possibility that states and territories can raise or lower their income tax rate at their own will, like the United States. Now, I'm not mocking, and by the way, this is not me mocking the United States. I'm just saying that Malcolm Turnbull wants to move us more to a United States model. By the way, we have universal sales tax. You've got to think of that as well. We have the 10% goods and services tax, which is a sales tax. And what if we gave states the ability to raise and lower that? That would be fascinating because, now there's this element of competition as well that comes with all of this, that states have to perform better, they have to perform worse to try and get the most money to fund their projects. And, well, yes, it can be good for funding particular projects, but some states might get pissed off that they're, pardon my language, that might get more money than other states. It'll become a huge nightmare. And you got to think as well, we are not the United States. We have 7 states and two territories. Hang on. Oh no, Dale, if you're wrong. Oh no, this is going to be nightmares. 7 states and 2 territories. Oh, wow. Well, I'm confused on the Northern Territory. The Northern Territory is going to become a state here in like 700 years, because that was even a story before I started this show 2 years ago. Now, so could this announcement mean money is reorganized? Sort of. Before the Prime Minister gave that announcement, the Treasurer would give more to states that have a greater allowance of money that's not specifically tied to health. But the PE has maintained this is a generation for reforms to the Federation. And that's what I was going in. That's what I was just saying. More kind of competition comes with this sort of, I'm raising my income tax to earn more money. Oh, look, they're earning more money. Let's see if I can earn more money too. Ta-da! I'm clipping that out for later. But, it's that sort of mentality, it is what it is, But, and here's an editorial written by the Sydney Morning Herald that outlines 7 headaches for tax reform. Now, here we go. Blame shifting. And I could not agree more with this. Who writes this editorial, please? Can someone give that to me in the ear? No, not listed. Okay, that's fine. We'll just say it's from the Sydney Morning Herald. which is fine, which is okay. I'm okay with that. But blame shifting is labelled as one of the headaches to tax reform. Now, so that when the state income taxes have to rise, you blame the premiers. That offers Malcolm Turnbull a cover for $80 billion in reduction to agreed federal funding of hospitals and schools announced in 2014. Now, that's fine. It kind of shifts the blame around a little bit from Malcolm Turnbull to the premiers. But, and by the way, we will analyze the other side here. Don't worry, it's... We're not just railing against the Prime Minister here. We will offer both sides of the argument here. And number two, according to the Sydney Morning Herald editorial section, the smaller states and territories would lose because they don't have as viable economies, and they will rely on those federal benefits. And have voters with lower average incomes. Think, for example, Western Australia, for instance. Not that they're a small state, but you got to think of it. Half of it, actually, you got Perth, you got Broome, and that's about it. A lot of rural country, and Queensland as well. You've got a lot of rural country that doesn't have that viable economy. And you got to think farming as well. In that kind of economy, you got to think that, you know, farming and rural agriculture, yeah, they're not, while they provide for the economy overall, they're enough to sustain their own economy, and that's about it. The CEDA alternative might be fairer. Now, I don't know what this CEDA voter is. I suppose. It involves tax increases. Okay. And more chances for tax breaks. Okay, so raise income tax. Yay. For the fourth headache that Sydney Morning Herald outlines in the editorial section. Now, I don't know, by the way, going back to that CEDA one, if that is all it is. I don't think that is much of... of a good deal. Because what benefit would that be for, again, that rural... district and region, even regional areas, what kind of benefit would that be? Excuse me. Number four, the headache is, and we're coming up fast on a break here, holy crap. Voters want certainty, and they want certainty with balanced budgets. Now, and you see this in the United States, that states have balanced budgets, and some states don't have balanced budgets at all. They don't even have close to balanced budgets. But and again, it's viable to who's got the best running budget, and it's all about competition. And but the fifth headache, where's the debt and deficit disaster? The Sydney Morning Herald outlines that the coalition was elected on budget repair scare campaign, yet the government says it needs to grow the economy to bloater federal revenues. Number six, where is the $80 billion? Even to a shift of state economy income taxes, the Turnbull government would have to find a big gap to fill and make up the Abbott Hockey funding shortfalls for schools and hospitals. That's a good point. Where's the $80 billion? And companies' taxes don't rate. People want spare budget money for better services and or income tax. Okay, and that and companies won't see anything. In 30 seconds, and well, you know what? We're going to go a little bit over time on this because it's such a huge story, and we might dedicate another segment to this in the next hour to kind of continue coverage. But I will say this. Now, what... It's definitely interesting because it's something that we need to do. We need to do something. I agree. But what is it we need to, what is it we need to do? I don't know the answer to that because I am not as smart and that is not my job. But from the other side, I mean, yes. I mean, it's something that needs to happen. We need to reform taxes in order to get ourselves out of a hole. We are stuck in a hole. Don't get us wrong. We definitely are stuck in a hole. How we get ourselves out of the hole, we've got to be more constructive. I suppose, and I said I was trying to construe from the other side for a little bit, but I, for some reason, I'm struggling a little bit to try and provide a balanced view here. Giving everyone the option will then make sure that states on their own will get projects that don't really need much federal government interjection will get funded. They will get their funded little isolated sort of projects that once relied on government incentives, by the way, but now kind of rely on incentives, but that money from incentives can be thrown into a big major project, and then those major projects like the National Highway that runs through several states and around the nation, and the hospital, the big ticket items like hospital and education, there's more money freed up for those and less in government handouts for states and their individualized projects. That's about it. I cannot. Yeah, it's hard vowing for the other side there, but you know, you do what you have to do. We're gonna take a little bit of a break. We're gonna come back to this. To this, states are reacting already. Wow, it's not. It's not looking pretty. So we continue here on the Generic Live Show. A company is doing really well. They're doing so well, they might outperform Google's parent company, Alphabet. We'll give you all the details as we continue. It's 10:22. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Thanks for joining us here on a Wednesday here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us. It's good to be here as per always, whether you're listening to us live or on your hard drive. Thank you so much for being here. Of course, the hot button issue here at HQ this evening. As you listen to us on a Wednesday the 30th of March, by the way. Wow, is it nearly April already? Holy crap. The month is just, it just clipped by. Hope everyone had a happy and safe Easter, by the way. Hope it was a good one for you and your family. The hot ticket item this evening, and we will give it more time next hour, but we want to mention it pretty hefty here. Malcolm Turnbull has come out today and said that he wants to reform the Federation's the way that we do taxes. He stated, "We, the federal government, will reduce our income tax by an agreed percentage and allow state governments to levy an income tax equal to that amount that we have withdrawn. There will be no increase to income tax in the taxpayer's point of view." Eventually, states and territories will be able to choose the amount of tax that they raise independently. Malcolm Turnbull said in a press conference that they will collect these taxes still from the from the states, just so there is no, quote, just so there is, sort of, quote, I'm paraphrasing for the benefit of the audience, that there are no handling costs involved with the transition. So we're continuing to follow this story on and what states says, well, we're going to give you more details after 11 o'clock here, but a company that is doing really, really well is PayPal. They're doing so well, they may outperform Google's company Alphabet.
Like Apple very much, it's just one of these small...
Something about being small. Here is, I don't know who is speaking, but this is an article by The Street. This is over, this is a Street video talking about PayPal. Wow.
Apple Pay coming in means nothing for Apple, and you know I like Apple very much. It's just one of these small things that matters. But the idea that it's slamming PayPal, that's just ridiculous. PayPal is a huge position for Action Alerts. So is Apple, for that matter. But the idea that PayPal is not going to be able to coexist with this Apple Pay is just, it's almost fiction. And an analyst comes out once again, reiterates the sell after a remarkable run. I think you should buy PayPal off this.
Oh, wow. That was Jim... Kramer? I want to clip out, where is it?
Be able to coexist with this Apple Pay. It's just, it's almost fiction.
Yeah. I want to clip that bit out. It's fiction. Hey, I'm not mocking this guy for the way he talks, because trust me, if you listen to the years of content I have done, I've been doing podcasts on and off for about 9 years now, and if you listen to some of the early stuff, you can imagine how terrible some of my early stuff was. But anyway, online payment companies, back to the story, because we're running really, really late. Online payment companies like PayPal Holdings has indeed come a long way. And there's an electronic alternative to traditional paper methods to one of the world's largest internet payment companies with a massive mobile presence. Booming. PayPal is currently sitting at 39.16. It's up 1.08% due to this story. It's gone up more than 7%, outperforming the likes of Alphabet, which is down 3%, Amazon, which is down more than 13%, and Netflix, which is down more than 14%. And Netflix still has plenty of steam. I don't know what the deal is. Meanwhile, Apple's Apple Pay isn't capable of taking the wind out of its PayPal's nails, despite some investors. Meanwhile, others may be comfortable with buying a stock when it comes to its near 52-week high. But remember, price has a little value to do with it. With an anticipated 18.77 earnings per share annual growth rate for the next 5 years, PayPal isn't really trading at 22.24 times expected 1 year future earnings. The stock is trading at a huge discount with price to earnings growth ratio of 1.39. It's brimming with a robust growth potential, with dirt cheap in comparison to Amazon and Netflix. PayPal is completely debt-free, and it has more than $3 billion of cash in hand. Wow. Yeah, PayPal doing well. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, Facebook may open some back doors for you. Just for you. Facebook isn't opening any back doors for themselves. Just for you, though. Maybe I'll have to keep it a secret. It's 10:31.
finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on a Wednesday, here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Glad you could be with us, whether you're listening to us live or on your hard drive. We are so appreciative of your ears. 2 hours a week, that's all we ask. It's not really not that much when you break it down like that. Plus also, this show is podcasted after the live broadcast from 10 till midnight on a Wednesday night. It's podcasted for you on the Geek.io and Chef Wonder Podcast Networks, so you can enjoy it in your ear holes whenever you want to. ChefWonderMedia.net/GLS, Geek.io.net/GLS, and we're also on the Geek.io master feed if you want to enjoy all of the programs over there as well. Now, the big story rocking the nation as we speak. Malcolm Turnbull says we need to, quote, reform the Federation, unquote, by introducing radical tax reform. We'll give you more details on that as we continue. Basically, following the US model, we will give you more details. We just want to make sure you're prepared for the big ticket item. And we have Conspiracy Corner with Dale. That's coming up next hour. But for now, Facebook have been known to do a lot of things. And Facebook Messenger is the next target to introduce secret chats. I'm going to whisper this story. Just so it's secret. Shh. The company has... as I blow your ears out. The company has buried a reference to the new feature in the code of its iPhone app, according to a report from The Information. That is a reference, apparently. The report also claims that Facebook is looking to make its Messenger app into a retail hub. With PayPal. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe. If PayPal. Whoa. PayPal and Facebook teaming up? That would be an interesting combination. Which will allow people to buy and sell things through WhatsApp. And as I see ads for Gumtree on the side, we'll move on. It isn't clear exactly what those secret chats will be. But within Facebook Messages, a competitor, Telegram, the same phrase is used to refer to special chats, which are fully encrypted and have measures to stop them being viewed elsewhere. Quote, Telegram's special secret chats use end-to-end encryption, leaving no trace on our servers, support self-destructing messages, and do not allow forwarding, the Telegram's website explains. On top of this, secret chats... Chaps, wow, Dale, get your shit together. Secret chats, we've got a story about that coming up later. Secret chats are not part of Telegram's cloud, but can only be accessed on the device of origin. You know, I might just label this hour secret chaps. Secret chaps. It's also not clear how exactly Facebook plans to become a retail hub and how it'll work, but I'm sure you can send a secret message about your secret chaps. Wow, it's like they're putting Facebook, they're putting Snapchat in there, and a bit of Gumtree, and a bit of Trading Post. You know, let's have all of our apps become one, thank you. Remember back when the iPhone was released, back in the heady days, the iPhone was released and we moved away from web-based apps to, you know, the apps we know and love today. Remember when that boom happened? Yeah, it turns out we're going backwards. We're going back to the heady days of not web-based apps, but kind of app-based apps. Go figure. Meanwhile, have you heard of something called Waze? Now, the editor here, Tristan Raylan discusses about Waze being launched in Australia. He gives it a review. This is basically, I'm reading a review on my show. It's interesting. I haven't used Waze myself. I've witnessed Waze being used. So there you go. Mr. Rayner talks about the Easter break that just happened. You know, everyone's on the A1 freeway trying to get their way around. But he thought because he saw traffic jams up ahead that he'd download Waze. It's known in the US and it's pretty much breaking out here at the moment. Unlocking the geo restriction. I don't know, actually, that has a word. I can't think of the word, but it's geo-restricted just to the US, and it's breaking out here too. Make no mistake, it's nothing new. There's nothing new, according to this review. But it's extremely useful, and if you're not using it and you're on the road a lot, it's far better than Google Maps, because it figures out more traffic routes, and it talks about roadworks and speed cameras and the likes of that as well, in terms of speed limits. What Waze isn't? Waze can't help you in terms of public transport, though. But to be fair, it doesn't do that on in Australia yet. Lane guidance. It doesn't do that in Australia yet either, but it does do that in the US. And the editor recommends Waze. It does sound good. I'm not on the road a lot, so this product it doesn't really appeal to me too much. But, you've got to think. Waze, it does look pretty. It does look good. I would recommend you check it out because I have seen it in practice and it is pretty good. So, app recommendation here on the Generic Live Show because, What else are we going to recommend here on a Wednesday? I mean, we could talk about tax again, but realistically, there is that. Updating story. It's not breaking, but updating. Receiver finally calls for a time for Dick Smith to be closed. I feel like we've talked about this story already. I swear we've talked about this story. Ferrero Hutchison will pull down the shutters for the final time on 35 Australian stores. You shut up, autoplay ad. On 35 stores by April 16th. The outstanding 266 outlets may be shut in May, along with the New Zealand stores. Staff from the 35 stores will serve as redundancy notices or move to other stores where possible, and then later thrown out the door anyway. Important things to note, though, in this article, that Dick Smith employs close to 3,000 staff in Australia and New Zealand who have been left in limbo when the receiver first refused the exact closure dates for each individual store. Now that that's being made. Let's have a look. Then this article goes on to talk about the various people that have made offers for Facebook over the years. Now, one thing I will say, though, in terms of Dick Smith, they have had pretty good sales going on recently. Now, I will say this, poor Dick Smith though, The guy himself, poor Dick Smith. He's trying really hard not to go off his cracker about the stores closing down too, because you can see it. You can see it in his eyes. It's murdering him. He must be murdering him inside about how these stores had done well for years, and then suddenly it's just collapsing in front of him. Well, it is. Covering our fourth story for this very, very long segment, as it feels. Thought three-second rule might apply? Well, you might want to think again. Most of us have a guilty pleasure of using the three-second rule to justify eating food that has fallen on the floor. Even at a push, it's 5, 10, even 30 seconds. But researchers have said quickly picking up food doesn't mean it's safe to eat. Research revealed that bacteria actually sticks to food almost instantaneously, meaning that we could be introducing household bugs such as E. coli and Salmonella, reported by the UK Telegraph. Researchers from cleaning technology firm Coriza found that a third of us is at risk of health by eating dirty food. 37% of us would eat food that had been likely to drop on the kitchen floor. 38% said that there'd be food fallen on the living room floor or in the lounge room. Dr. Ronald Cutler, a microbiologist from Queen Mary University in London, said that they were thinking that practiced food... let me try that whole sentence again with words that are actually on the script, Dale. Said that thinking that the practice is safe is a myth. The five-second rule has little effect on the amount of bacteria you would pick up from a heavily contaminated surface. Think about this. If you drop food on the floor, it's better to put it in the bin rather than in your mouth. No matter if it's your home, on the carpet, or the kitchen floor, or in the street, my advice, if you drop it, chuck it. Dr. Ursley, a visiting professor of environmental health at the University of Salford, said cleaning regularly in small bursts is better than one big clean after a period of time. Bacteria and viruses cannot be seen or smelt and are easily destroyed through high temperatures, meaning steam cleaning can be perfect for purposeful dropping on the floor. Meanwhile, who purposely drops things on the floor, to be completely fair? I mean, yeah, who puts things, who deliberately drops things on the floor to, I don't get it. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, we're taking our break a little bit early because, this next story, she's going to be a bit of a rough one. Going to try and maintain our PG rating here, men may be able to receive birth control by 2018. Watch Dale talk about sex coming up next. It's 10:48.
Whatever the time of day, whatever the time of the night, we're here to serve you a big dose of genericness with your host, Dale Campbell.
Thanks so much for joining us here on a Wednesday here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks so much for joining us here on a Wednesday. So good to be with you. Yes, whatever the time of day, whatever the time of the night, we're here to serve you a big dose of genericness. Speaking of big doses, You know, segues are hard, man. It doesn't get any easier, trust me. It doesn't. It really does not get any easier. The amount of times that you do this, it really doesn't get any easier. Now, look. If what I'm about to cover, if the tease, wow, this is getting big doses and teasers and wow, this is going downhill. But if you don't want, if you've got children around you currently, then you might want to block their ears for this next story. Only because it's questionable content, but a promising new study on the effectiveness of Vasagel, a reversible birth control injection for men, was an overwhelming success. Vasagel is now slated to be available for all men in 2018, according to Elaine Listener, executive director of Permasus Foundation, the organization that is developing the drug. It's a gel. Vasagel gel is a gel that the man that the man is injected into the man. You know, hang on. You know, who played that noise and where did that noise come from? Because who that noise? Oh, yeah. Okay. And by the way, I just want to say topics like this don't bother me. It's trying to take topics like this and keeping our PG-13 rating for 10 o'clock at night for whatever reason. But it's a gel that is injected into the man. Vasectomy, but it's only temporary, so you've got to keep that in mind. So it's temporary, and it stops things from leaving the man. Oh dear Lord! Oh, stop! stumbling all over this like a clown is hilarious. It was tested on animals, which is not great. It was tested on male rabbits. I don't know why I'm taking forever to read this story, by the way. It's one of those things, because we're trying to keep our PG-13 rating, and I like having a clean tag on a show I do. It really is, and trust me, it's not for advertising or anything like that. It's just who I am in terms of news. You don't need to splatter the news with prude content, but, well, here I am. 12 male rabbits were injected with the substance. As I knock over my microphone. And as I readjust my microphone, it doesn't want to stay still. Funny how that works. 12 male rabbits were injected. Of those 12 rabbits, 11 of them were successful. Although it is a small sample size. Euphemism. although it's a small sample size. Not the first time I've heard that. Dear Lord. Now behave. Behave yourself. It's good news, though, for guys who feel squeamish about getting injections. Because it didn't do any harm to the rabbits. Now, I don't understand. Okay, by the way, quick tangent. I don't understand how people can do comparisons between animals and human beings and because they're very, very different in terms of their structure, particularly rabbits. I never thought that us men were comparable to rabbits, but there you go. Where was I going with that? I don't know where I was going with that. It's hormone free, by the way. So it's not going to make you more or less manly. So don't think about that. And there are more human trials to be talking about for 6 months. Vazinal has run into problems with funding, but with promising results, it's not going to be an issue. Where are we? Listener, the director, said, "There are so many men who want this badly," she said. "There's a support going out there. Now, we all have to do this anxiously. We have to wait to 2018 when it looks like men will finally have birth control option that is safe, long-lasting, reversible, if they so choose to, and doesn't involve surgery." So it's a good development for science, I'll give it that. And there's no need for other instruments that prevents things from happening. But I don't know. It doesn't really talk about success rate. 11 out of 12. You got to think that is sort of the success rate of current methods. What is the incentive? That's the big gap for me. You know, whatever I say in this segment isn't gonna work. What is the incentive of using this rather than, say, other methods that already exist? Now that I've stumbled all over sex for 10 minutes, you know, it's getting hot and steamy in here as we continue here on the Generic Live Show. Wow, how to link these two stories together? Oh, here we go. I'm gonna have fun with this as we continue here on the Generic Live Show. Well, Australia is about to be injected with something different. Instead of saying I'll tell you after the break, I might as well tell you now. We're getting injected with tax reform. That is the most awful segue I have ever done. Can I retire yet? Is my benefits in? Because I don't have my benefits. Oh, my pay slip's in. Oh. No, I can't retire after that awful segue. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, thanks for joining us. It's 11 o'clock.